Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That is true. Back in the day, when he was at USC, Key was a regular guest on Mason and Ireland.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago. All right, so 2 o'clock call of the day. Every day we open the phones at 2 o'clock and take what we hope is one great call. Ireland, pick a number 1 to 10.
Number 3.
Line number 3. Hello, you're on 710. Who is this?
Scott for calling from Australia.
Wait, you're in Australia right now, Scott?
I'm an Aussie. I'm down in Australia.
Wow.
Where in Australia are you?
This may not work. I think there's too long of a delay between us and him.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
Yeah. Thank you for checking. I'm glad we have somebody from Australia. All right. Pick a number 1 to 8.
Let's go 6.
Line 6. You're on 710. Who is this?
Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good man.
Jason.
Yes, right. How you doing?
Yes, how we're doing. Damn.
This one's going really well today, guys.
Yeah, I say we bag it.
No, I say we try one more.
Go number 4.
Pick a number 1 of 8. 4.
His name is Mondo.
You're on 710. Hey, Mondo, what are you doing?
Hey, it's Mondo from Corona. I don't care how you guys are doing. I got a bone to pick with John Ireland.
Good, Mondo. That's what we need. What's your bone to pick with me?
Yes, it is good. Star-driven town. How are we going to get rid of Kawhi and PG? I know what you're saying. I understand. They're going to open a new stadium. I bet if we let him go, Mason the next day would be like, we have to sign Kawhi. We have to give it a shot.
Trust me. I'm hanging up. Star-driven town.
Star-driven town, and he's a Clipper fan.
Yeah,
Clipper town. It is star-driven town, but if the star's never available, then right. Is he a star? You know,
no.
The problem is...
Star-effing-driven town.
Yeah, you can... I mean, LeBron and AD actually play in the games.
Yeah.
Kawhi and Paul George don't. I don't envy the Clippers' position here. I think they're going to keep him. I think they're going to keep both of them, just because I don't know what else you can do.
But here's what's interesting, John. So they're going to open their new arena in 2024 for the 2024 season, right?
Yeah.
Those guys' contracts expire right there.
Right.
At the end of the 23-24 season.
Right.
Finally! At that point, you're going to want a great team in that new arena with both of those contracts expiring. I got to believe it's going to be a next generation of Clipper talent and not those guys hanging around for the new building.
Right, but... They have one more year in crypto next year.
Correct.
So that, let's talk about what do you do?
Last year in crypto.
Yeah. Here's Michael. I will get Michael's thoughts on this too. I don't know if those guys are replaceable. If you just get rid of them, this new wave of Clippers that you're talking about won't be as good.
Replaceable? They're not even playing.
I know. That's the rub. Michael, if you're running the... You could be a GM in this league one day. If you're running the Clippers, do you bring back... You just bring the whole group back next year?
For the
fifth year, what's going to make it different than the first four?
Well, just hope that they can stay relatively healthy because they've got the talent to win.
Yeah, but they haven't for 4 years.
What are you going to do? What are you going to trade Paul George for? A couple of prospects and be worse? No.
Those two guys are taking all your cap space.
By the way, those contracts are up after next season.
Yeah,
they get to the new building.
I'll give them another year.
You would give them another year?
Yeah, and if they win it next year, then you give them a nice contract.
Well, I guess here's the argument for keeping them. The Lakers have had issues with injuries during the playoffs and guys not being available. Mm-hmm. But this year, all the stars have aligned. AD's healthy. LeBron's healthy.
Yeah.
I guess you've got to stick with those guys and just hope you get lucky for the postseason
one
year.
Have you seen how good Kawhi Leonard is?
Kawhi had an amazing run this year.
Matter of fact, I texted Michael during game two of that series. I said, if Kawhi knocks Kevin Durant out of the playoffs, doesn't he move past Durant on the all-time great players list? They would each have two finals MVPs, and then Kawhi would have knocked him out when Durant had home court advantage and a better team.
Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, that didn't count in Toronto.
What do you mean?
Why doesn't it count?
Durant and Clay didn't play.
But that happens every year.
But there's always somebody missing.
They weren't going to win that finals.
MT, there's always somebody missing. You can't go back and say.
That's true.
But you're the one that says you would have two more championships if your guys didn't get hurt. It happens every year.
It happens. But no, they weren't going to win if the healthy Warriors team. But no, Kawhi is so good, you can't trade him. You can't get rid of him. He's only 31, 32.
He's 32.
And his body is like built like he plays below the rim. He's so good. No.
Are you ready for Lakers-Warriors? Is this not?
Yeah.
Is this not the most difficult series you have to call?
Yeah, no question about it, because I want Clay to win because he's my son, so I always want him to be successful and be happy and want him to win. But, of course, he's going against my team. So let's put it this way. If Clay wins, I'm happy.
Yeah, right.
So I can't be sad. And if the Lakers win, I'll be sad for Clay, but happy for the Lakers and the Laker fans.
Yeah.
And it would be, Michael, I think it would be the highest-rated second-round series of all time.
Yeah.
It'd be LeBron versus Steph in the second round. Now, Michael, there are some people, I don't necessarily believe it, but it doesn't mean that it's not true, that believe in a Mason curse.
No, there's no such thing.
Mason attends games.
I heard you guys talking about this.
That the team he is rooting for, whether it be the Rams, the Dodgers, or the Lakers, ultimately loses.
Right.
So I am so nervous about this game tonight. I think if we win this game tonight, it puts the series in a headlock. It sets us up for Lakers-Warriors. Mm-hmm. It's a huge game. I've contemplated offering Mason cash, actual real cash, not to attend tonight, to remove any possibility of the Mason curse. What do you think?
Well, I like to think of myself as a man who,
of money?
Well, beside that, but a man of courage and bravery. Yes. I like to think of I would be kind of a man who would storm the beaches of Normandy, who would walk in the civil rights marches with Martin Luther King.
Yeah, okay.
A man who's not afraid of the circumstances, a man who doesn't believe in jinxes or lux. This has been a
make your own luck.
Exactly. Work hard. This has been debunked because Mace was there and the Rams won the Super Bowl. So how do you explain that?
I was there when the Dodgers.
Oh, I've said. Yeah. I'm not a firm believer in the Mason curse. I'm just saying others believe it, and I'm trying to give the people what they want.
I was there when LAFC won their championship last year. I was there when the Dodgers won their World Series in Dallas. I was there at the Super Bowl when the Rams won the Super
Michael,
Bowl.
Michael, if you feel that Mason provides no threat to us losing this game tonight, I'm fine with him being there.
He'll be there fine. He's already proven that jinxes don't work, don't exist, because he's been there to watch and celebrate championships of his favorite teams.
All right, there you go, Mace.
I don't even know why this is even a subject after the war. You've got living proof that you are not
a jinx. All right, Mace, I will also make you a deal.
Yeah.
If you go tonight, and that's your plan, right?
It is.
And the Lakers win.
Yes.
I will never bring up the Mason curse again.
Ever.
Ever. Now, if a caller brings it up, that's not on me. But I will not instigate.
But,
because I've never really believed.
Then what?
If they lose, I may never speak to Mason again.
You guys should pay him to stay for the whole game.
Exactly. No, I am doing that. I gave him $10,000 in mythical money if he stays till the end.
Pay him $700 to stay.
He's losing too much money to be, Michael. I've won $110 from him in the last 2 weeks.
That's right, yeah,
were you surprised that he ran naked down to Tommy Lamb's office?
No, he didn't do it naked. He should have said naked.
Naked gets him fired.
Now, were they tidy whities or boxers?
Yeah, they were boxer briefs.
They're boxer briefs on Inside Out.
Yeah, on Inside Out. It has been pointed out.
Which he did not realize when he agreed to the bid.
You know what? I would have put another $1,000 on that if he would have gone down to Starbucks and ordered a drink in his box of briefs.
$1,000?
Nah, no shoes, no shirt. No shoes, no shirt.
Yeah. For $1,000, I would have done it with you.
Yeah.
You would do that?
$1,000?
You would do that for $1,000? You go down there in your shorts and your boxes?
I don't think Ireland can do it.
I think I'd get fired.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. It's like a pair of shorts.
Not from us. Not from ESPN.
No, I don't think it would be from you.
No, it would not be from
Somebody would fire him.
The same people you and I work for, my services would no longer be needed.
I think our boss would find that hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You're just in a pair of boxers. What's the big deal?
Oh, no.
How many times do they find things we do hilarious?
They may laugh. That's funny.
That's funny.
It's like going to the beach in a pair of trunks.
What's hilarious is where I'd be working after I did it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you,
South Bay.
Bergman's talk, I mentioned this last week, but I think it's amazing that they flip crypto so many times.
Yeah, it's like five big games this weekend. So, oh my gosh, did any of you guys watch the Kings game last night?
No, I turned it on. They were up 3-0, and before you know it, they lose 5-4.
Up 3-1. I don't know how you hockey fans do it.
Yeah.
It is just, it is gut-wrenching.
That is three overtime games in that series.
And these games like exist on a dime. I mean, it's like three times I thought the Kings had that game.
Yep.
But it's now 2-2. It's going back to Edmonton. And those two guys for Edmonton, Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, are so good.
Yeah.
And somehow the Kings are going toe-to-toe with them.
You know, they're one of the best power play teams in all of ever, period.
Edmonton?
Edmonton is one of the best. Yeah. And I think they're 6 of 10 in the series.
What's a power play? When you have power forwards out there?
When you've got one more player than the other guy.
If you get a penalty, they take a guy off the ice, so it's 5-on-4.
Huh.
Or actually, if you count the goalie, it's 6-on-5.
Did you ever watch hockey, Michael?
I've been to one live hockey match in Boston. We saw the Bruins play the Rangers. It was fun to watch.
Who is responsible for flipping the arena? Because they went Thursday.
Lee Zeidman is the guy in charge of all that.
Friday Kings, Saturday Clippers and Lakers, mm-hmm. Sunday Kings, tonight Lakers.
Yeah. And they can do it all in 2 hours.
No, really?
Yeah.
They can go from hockey to basketball in 2 hours?
CBS KCAL did a story on it where they put a time-lapse camera on it, and they did it all in under 2 hours.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Very cool. All right, coming up next for you, John, weather forecasts can be kind of boring, but they can also be kind of musical.
Yeah, and that guy in Houston's unbelievable.
We'll do it next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, time to talk about Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Make your life a whole lot easier by calling Mirror. Why? They can do it all, including speed up your slow buffering Wi-Fi. Michael and I have been having trouble with the Wi-Fi at Crypto.
Really?
Yeah, it's been down for the most of the playoffs. So if you're having a problem like that, call Mirror. If you're in desperate need of better Wi-Fi for music, movies, games, more important team Zoom calls, they've got the reliable solution. Mirror Audio Video, you make one call, they'll come to your home, your office, or your business, do a complete Wi-Fi checkup, and deliver for you a plan certified with the best technology that will finally bring blazing fast Wi-Fi wherever you decide. And if you don't need to tear up your house to rewire everything, they'll come up with a solution where you don't have to do that. So like we always tell you on the Mason and Ireland show, if you have any electronic or technology questions, just do like we do. Call Mirror Audio Video today, 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How was the Blue Review today? Oh, is that the reaction?
No. You missed it. We was this. Tell me, have you seen her? And then it was Kawhi.
Oh, God.
Come on, we're trying to do something here coming out of breaks.
Come on, Mace.
Come on, play along.
They don't know.
The Blue Review was very good today.
Yeah,
we had
was
a really
it?
Good conversation. Yep. It was all about how the Dodgers are more reliant on home runs, and they should be more reliant on just getting hits and bringing.
Who is on the Blue Review today?
Me and Clinton?
Yeah, it's him and Clinton every day.
I'm waiting until Mason's on.
I did fill in last week.
All right, let me know when you're on again.
Yeah, give me another slot on
sure.
the Blue Review.
When do you want to come on?
You name it, man.
We can come on.
Any day. What
when do you tomorrow?
Want me on?
Want to come on tomorrow?
If it was any other day. Yeah, I was going to offer to come on tomorrow if it was any other day. I can't do it.
Can we just say that the Blue Review is a good thing?
It is a good thing. Yeah, I love the Blue Review. I watch it every day. Is it up yet today?
It is not up yet, but okay. It will be soon.
Good. By the way, Dodgers have today off. Then they play the first place Pirates starting tomorrow. Isn't that weird? The first place, best team in the National League, Pirates.
They've won 7 games in a row.
Yeah. And it's a Michelob Ultra reaction Monday on 710. Reacting to the Lakers' statement win on Saturday, getting you pumped up for Game 4 tonight. It's presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly.
Why would you name your team after people who kill, rape, and pillage?
Which team are you talking about?
Team?
What is the definition of a pirate?
A pirate is a character of Disneyland.
Yeah, no, if it's
pirates are real.
Pirates.
Yeah, well, if it is a real pirate.
And what do they do?
Yeah, I think you're taking it unbelievably literally.
Well, so do you have a problem with raiders?
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
People raid and kill and rape and pillage and steal.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little too literal.
Have you seen the movie Pirates of the Caribbean? It is fun and entertaining for the whole family.
I know, but if you are on a boat going by Somalia and pirates show up, it ain't a laughing matter.
Right, but yeah, there are Captain good pirates Phillips, and bad
they're
pirates. They're good pirates?
Oh, yeah, they're good pirates.
Yeah, what? I'm not trying to say, like, on both sides. I mean, what I'm saying is, the pirates at the Pirates of the Caribbean are friendly pirates.
Really?
Yeah. You've never been to Disneyland?
No, I'm from the Caribbean. We didn't ever have any friendly pirates down there. They all killed and stole.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to change the name. Although, there's a movement now that the Indians and the Redskins have changed their name. I heard they're coming for the Kansas City Chiefs now.
No, that's crazy. Chiefs could be anything.
So could Indians.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're not going
to. Wait a minute. The Braves are still there.
Yeah. I heard that they're now targeting all the politically correct police are going after the Chiefs.
No, they won't change, and they shouldn't.
Yeah, no, they won't.
But Pirates. That's crazy.
There is such a thing as too far. All right. So, John, the weather. Can be.
I love this guy.
It can be boring, but I'm a huge Dallas Reins fan. Former backup quarterback for the Florida State.
Never played
Seminoles.
Quarterback for Florida State.
Kevin Feinstein.
Love Dallas Reins.
Kevin Feinstein went out and threw footballs one day at practice, and Mason has convinced himself that Dallas Reins played quarterback at Florida State.
Dallas Reins on the show.
I'll call Kevin Feinstein.
Yeah. All right. So there's one weather guy, John, you found who's a bit musical.
Okay. So a little background on this. This guy in Houston is one of these people that accepts any challenge that listeners or viewers give him.
Right.
So basically, his name's Adam Kruger. And about a month ago, somebody said, could you work Snoop Dogg into your weather forecast?
Right.
And he did it. So a viewer said, I challenge you to work Bohemian Rhapsody, one of the most famous songs of all time, by Queen, into your weather forecast. And all Kruger did was respond with, challenge accepted. And then he went in the air and did this.
Clear sky in Houston in the morning. Is this the real life or is this just fantasy? If you're just waking up and joining us, open your eyes, look up to the skies and see some sunshine. This time of year, we still get cold fronts, so the warm air is easy come, easy go. And relative to average, we're a little high, a little low. Anyway, the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, as long as rain holds off for the weekend. But that doesn't necessarily look like it's going to be the case. I see a little silhouette of a rain cloud out there in the distance over the Gulf. That rain staying offshore, though, this morning. If you have outdoor plans late in the day Saturday, you're thinking thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening. I don't expect any severe weather here, but certainly some downpours. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Got to leave you all behind and face the truth that no-wait weather and traffic ends now, but Houston Happens is coming up next.
I mean, it's a little brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's great.
By the way, Bohemian Rhapsody, only song ever to go to number one in 3 different decades.
Mm.
Do you guys know what the 3 times were?
When it first came out.
Correct.
So in the 80s.
Let's see.
When the movie Wayne's World came out.
Correct.
And then when the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, when Freddie Mercury died.
It wasn't when the movie came out?
No, it didn't go all the way to number one when Bohemian Rhapsody came out. But the one I didn't think you'd get was Wayne's World.
Yeah.
When Wayne's World came out and those two guys were singing it in the car. And this is it playing in the background. By the way, if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, they tell the story that they were produced at the time by a guy named Dick James, who had also produced the Beatles. And they gave him this single, and he said, "What is this crap?" And the guys in Queen, Brian May and Freddie Mercury, said, "It's opera."
Right.
And he goes, "You guys are a rock band. Nobody wants opera."
Right.
And it ended up, they ended up leaving Dick James over this because he wouldn't release it because he thought it was crap.
He also said it was too long.
Right. And they said, "We're releasing it whether you do it or not." And that, so that, so he said, "Screw you." Dick James said, "I'm done with you guys." They said, "We're done with you." They release it. And it's arguably the one of the most famous rock songs of all time.
Oh, sure. Speaking of songs.
Can I tell one story before
sure,
you do that?
Of course.
So I remember.
You'll just roll your eyes at my complaint.
I will. I got this 45 in fourth grade.
Okay.
It's the only 45 I ever owned that you had to turn over to hear the rest of the song.
Really?
Half the song was on one side. The other half was on the other.
Yeah, because it was about like 8-9 minutes long.
It was a long song.
So 45s don't only go a certain amount?
Yeah, you can only put so much on a 45, apparently.
There was no such thing as 45s when I was born, so I need to understand.
Yeah, a 45 record.
You don't know what a turntable is, Greg?
I know what a turntable is, but I don't know. I didn't know that a 45
part. What was the first 45 you ever bought?
Boogie Fever.
Boogie Fever.
Remember that?
Yeah. Mine was Chicago.
The Night Chicago Died. Paper Lace.
Yeah. All right, Michael, what do you got? I know you want to say something about music.
The NBA and how clueless they are. I don't understand it. Ireland, you were in Memphis in after game two, right?
Right, with you.
Did you hear the song they play when they win a game?
Oh, this is interesting, actually.
Have you heard the song that they play?
I don't know. I don't know why this isn't a story.
I don't get it.
Okay, so tell me what the song is.
All right, the song is, Mason, let me see if you can...
see if you can find this song.
If you can give me the definition of what this song is about. The song is called Whoop That Trick.
What do you think the whole crowd sings it and raises towels. So you've got 20,000 people yelling, "Whoop that trick."
Do you know what that means, Mace?
Well, I would imagine.
This is
the
song.
If I was to take that literally, it has something to do with striking. Is it hitting?
A prostitute.
According to the Urban Dictionary and street slang, it is street slang for what you do when your girlfriend gets out of line, basically giving her a pimp slap when she acts up.
And they have shirts and towels, and on the scoreboard it says "Whoop that trick," and the whole crowd is singing it.
The brothers then know what it means, do they?
Right. Memphis is a predominantly black city. I'm with you. I couldn't. I didn't know if I could reference it on the air, so I didn't.
No. For whoever's in charge of operations, don't they understand what that means?
Well, songs can mean a lot of things.
Don't give me that crap.
Well, okay, at crypto.
Don't make excuses for
Michael, at crypto.com, they play this.
Just make it clap.
Yeah.
So what's that mean?
That is not what you think it means. Yeah. It's not actually clapping your hands. So I can tell you in the break what it means. It's not great.
Yeah. Okay.
It involves twerking.
So you
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so
it involves twerking.
Okay,
so you guys think it's we're taking it too literal.
Correct.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Whoop that trick is okay.
Whoop, so it's okay to whoop your trick.
No.
Then what does it mean?
Honestly, there are
a lot of songs. It's just slang.
If you think about it literally, you probably can't play them anymore.
But that's promoting domestic abuse.
Well, I don't know that it's promoting domestic abuse.
If you like that song, you know what it means.
Yeah, it is a weird choice for a rallying cry.
How does Adam Silver and the NBA don't understand what that's about? I don't get it.
And by the way, they get into it, too.
Oh, they love it.
You can hear it when you're watching games.
I was listening to that song. Did these people understand what this guy's saying in the song?
Michael and I have
the women in the audience know what this means?
Michael and I have headphones on during the games, but we could hear it through the headphones. I mean, that's how loud it was. Yeah, it was like the whole crowd doing it.
I'm just listening and going, I guess these people don't understand what that guy's saying.
I don't know. Is this taking it too literally and being too PC?
No, talking about domestic abuse.
Well,
if the fans started doing a chant,
pit that girl.
Yeah, that wasn't promoted by the team. That would be one thing.
Yeah, that's one thing if you do it on your
own. But in Memphis, so to give you guys some context, in Memphis, just up to the left of where Michael and I sit, they have an actual stage and a house band.
Well, very good.
And, who are great.
Okay.
And they do about a 20-minute concert before the game, and then during the timeouts, because Memphis, it's right next to Beale Street, and there's a bunch of rhythm and blues bands there. So they'll play a song during the 2-3 minute timeout. And this is the stage band waving a towel, singing Whoop That Trick, and the whole crowd does it with them. It does seem like it's in, if nothing else, poor taste.
Very inappropriate.
I just find it weird that the team
doesn't understand it.
Is instigating it.
Yeah.
If the fans were doing it, Mace, I think I would come down on your side and say, well, you know what? Fans are going to be fans. We're taking it too literally, blah, blah, blah. But it's the team. The team is leading them in a chorus of Whoop That Trick.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe
which is unusual. I don't think we would do it here.
I'm gonna ask one of the play-by-play guys or one of the radio commentators for the Grizzlies when we go back there. Say, do you understand what this song says? See what he says.
And it's very interactive. Like the whole crowd.
Yeah. Did we just play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played it a second ago.
It's on the radio.
It's on the radio.
Yeah.
Right, well, there's a lot of stuff that's on the radio that we can't play. We just decided play that. Well, like almost anything from Jay-Z has the N-word in it.
All blanked out if you listen to Kiss FM.
Right.
I mean, they removed the...
Mm-hmm. Right, but you wouldn't play a song prominently featuring the N-word inside of an arena.
Right. No. Right. Of course
and
not.
So that's what Michael's saying they're doing with Whoop That Trick. Yeah. They're playing it on the arena... Mm-hmm. The
PA system.
PA system, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. So... A few years back...
Like if the Rams started playing during a game and the whole crowd was doing Whoop That Trick, it would be weird.
So a couple years back, the song that won the Academy Award for Best Original Song was called It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia. Mm-hmm. Now, is that appropriate?
No. It's promoting pimping women. Come on, how is that appropriate?
It won an Academy Award.
I don't get it.
And they sang it at the
and
show.
And they sang it on the Oscars.
Yeah, I guess pimping women is no big deal anymore, huh?
Right. Well, in that
that's
case, it was.
Saying,
it was
right?
Well, well in that case,
so
it was a.
Literally.
In that case, it was a movie.
What are they? What else could it mean, Mace? Pimping candy, pimping cigars? No, come on.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, this song.
I was trying to think of other songs.
Big energy. Yeah, you're thinking they're saying big energy in every arena around the country.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we'll tell you in the break.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bad, too?
And it's every arena in the country.
But
like
big energy.
Well, great, but every arena in the country is not playing Whoop That Trick.
No,
that's the first time I've ever heard.
But that one's based out of Memphis. The whole movie was based
out of
Memphis.
What's wrong with big energy? I mean, she got a lot of energy, right?
No. Think about John Ireland's Hollywood Big Guns.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I'm one of Hollywood's big guns, Michael. I have big energy.
Whatever happened to good old Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye?
Oh, what do you want to play something sexual?
Well, that's like
that's about screwing.
No, it's not. It's like being romantic.
I dumped it. Yeah, but that's. I think you're being too literal dumping that. That could be part of a discussion.
When in doubt, leave it out.
Let's play Let's Get It On. That's a good one.
That's about sex.
No, that could be romantic.
Let's Get It On is about.
No, it's about hugging and kissing.
Oh, come on.
Stop. If you start taking every song literally,
it's about second base, Mace.
Mace.
They're not going to second base.
Mace.
Yeah.
Could you play WAP at a game?
Yeah, what about that? You could?
You can.
There you go.
A little Sexual Healing.
No, this is Let's Get It On.
This is Let's Get It On.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you could play the cleaned up version of WAP at a game.
By the way, this song right here, one of the most shocking scenes in movie history. Have you guys ever seen the movie High Fidelity with John Cusack?
Sure. Great movie.
At the end... He's having a party for an album release. And at the end, he says, we need a musical band to open it up.
Right.
And Jack Black works in his record store, and Jack Black says, I got a band, I can do it. I'll open for you. And he's like, can you sing? He goes, of course I can sing. He goes, all right, I don't have anybody else, you can do it. And he's dreading Jack Black singing. He thinks everybody's going to leave. And Jack Black comes out and completely knocks it out of the park.
Right.
It is.
With this song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you picture Jack Black singing? See if you can find it. From the High Fidelity soundtrack, Jack Black comes out, and this was before School of Rock.
Right.
So nobody knew that Jack Black could sing. And Cusack, he introduces him like, and now here's Barry. He's going to do a song. Please don't leave until we play the record for the album release. Yep. Please don't leave. But here's Barry. and Jack Black comes out, and you think he is going to be awful.
Right.
And he comes out and just blows everything away. It was so good. I thought he should have got a Best Supporting Actor nomination for it.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And so I guess you know. So you think you could play WAP?
No.
Yeah, I think
really.
So. It plays on the radio.
It does.
The cleaned up version plays on the radio.
How do you clean that up?
All right. Here's Jack Black. Look at Cusack's face. He's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, he can sing.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody can believe it. And then by the end of the song, the whole bar is dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's.
And it was the first time he had ever sang in a movie. Yeah. And so nobody knew he could sing.
Yeah, he's crazy talented. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next for you, the Houston Texans are getting hammered on social media. Do you know why?
I don't.
I will explain it
next. Did they play Whoop That Trick at one of their football games?
I will explain next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Little breaking news before you get to this
by
thing.
The way, this is, I was going to say, that's the cleaned up version of WAP. Go ahead.
Ema Udoka is the new head coach of the Houston Rockets.
Good hire.
Yeah, solid coach. Got run off in Boston due to a sex scandal. And he's going to get a second chance, and he'll be the new head coach of the Rockets starting today.
Cool. Hey, tell me something. Is Chris Webber kind of protected at TNT?
No, he's out at TNT.
I know that, but still, is he too much of a friend? Because nobody referenced him when Steph called that timeout with no timeout left. You notice that?
Oh, I saw several people reference it.
On TNT? On the airwaves? Of course, you think that, but yeah. Nobody brought up the Chris Webber play. Nobody said it.
Had that cost the Warriors the game, it would have been It would have been a huge Chris
Webber.
Because
he pulled
it.
I figured someone
what
say
we're
he
talking about
Chris
is Webber. Steph Curry at the end of the game yesterday, the Warriors were up by 4 with less than a minute to go, and he called a timeout, and they didn't have one.
As Webber, who got trapped and called a timeout.
They were up by 5, Michael, and he called a timeout. They didn't have one, so it's a technical foul, and you get the ball.
Sacramento got the ball.
So De'Aaron Fox hit the technical, and then he hit a 3 to make it a 1-point game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Steph made a couple of mistakes there, Michael. He also, then there were 10 seconds on the shot clock, and 14 seconds to go in the game, and Steph shot right away. He didn't. If he would have run the clock down, they wouldn't have had a last chance.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It all worked out for him in the end, and that series is tied 2-2.
Yeah. So actually, two big stories today. The other one, and it obviously doesn't impact us necessarily here, but they finally completed the Aaron Rodgers trade to the New York Jets.
Who are idiots?
The Nets. The Jets, because they could have had Justin Fields, and they picked Ryan, what's his name? What's that kid's name? Wilson?
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson over Justin Fields.
Well, now they got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, he's 50 years old.
Yeah, though. I know. But in this day and age, when Tom Brady plays till he's 45.
How long does Aaron want to play for? Does he ever say?
Well, if he plays next year, then they get the Packers get another number one pick. But if he bails out, they don't get it.
Can we agree on something?
What is it?
Worst franchise in the NFL, the Houston Texans.
You sure?
Now that Urban Meyer is off the Jags, I think you're probably right.
So,
and the Jets are going to be good now.
What about the Browns?
Well, hang on. Let me just get to the Houston Texans. So they're getting hammered on social media because they tweeted this. And again, worst franchise in the league. Failure is not an option. It's a necessity. Every misstep is a lesson learned. every setback a chance to grow stronger, embrace the struggle, and become unstoppable. Now, they're getting killed. Is that not just stupid and corny and dumb?
Well, it's trying to justify losing.
Right, and it is, and it's like an excuse is what it is. It's like enjoy. It's a little bit like the process in Philadelphia.
Well,
right?
You know, the guy who approved the process is now the guy who's in the lead to buy the Commanders. So I hope he doesn't it in the NFL. Josh Harris, yeah. So I hope he doesn't do it in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the process in the NFL would be, well, he can out-tank the Rams to Caleb Williams if he does that. So we'll see.
What's do you have a favorite expression, Michael?
Yeah. Mike Tyson said it best, as brilliant as he is, and it applies to every to everything we do in life, not just sports.
Yeah.
Because we all do it.
Yep.
Everybody's got a plan until they get hit. Think about
it. That's good.
Not by a physical punch, by some setback or something. Sure. That's awesome.
He's right.
Plan.
Sure. Yeah. Ireland, do you have one?
No. I mean, the one thing I tell young people all the time, and I've said it a million times on this show, is don't let school interfere with your education.
Right.
So, in other words, if you get an opportunity to go do something and get some life experience, don't skip it because you have a midterm the next day. Skip the midterm instead.
Yeah.
Because then later in life, you'll be glad you did it.
Moms and dads appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Bill Gates didn't finish college.
The Japanese proverb, fall down 7 times, get up 8. It's sort of like the same thing as... Yeah, I mean, I love that as an expression. You sent a story last week, I think, sometime, John, about the value of a college degree and how that has changed over the years. And the question is whether or not you need to go to college.
There once was a time where I think you did. Like the first few jobs I had, they wanted to hire only people with college degrees. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think you can get a job without a college degree, don't you?
There are some jobs that you can. There are some jobs that require a college degree. I still think a college degree is valuable for this reason. It shows an employer that you're capable of completing something.
Michael, did you finish your degree at Minnesota?
No.
Do you care if Clay gets his at Washington State?
Not really. It'd be nice to get it if you're there. You may as well get it, but you don't have to have a college degree. If you have an entrepreneurial ship type mind, you want to start your own business, you might struggle for a while, but you have the passion for something that you love to do and your work ethic, you can be successful.
And you pointed out Bill Gates.
That's right.
Steve Jobs.
All these guys never finished
college.
Peter
Jennings.
Never finished high school.
Yeah.
That's right.
Larry King never finished high school. I mean, you can succeed without a degree, and God knows there are people wandering around right now with a liberal arts degree
that
can't find a job.
A lot of people are into this looking for elite jobs. What about vocational schools? You know, you still need plumbers and electricians
trades,
and people like that.
Right, yeah, trade schools and trades. Yeah.
People say there's a shortage of kids wanting to go do that.
Yeah, there absolutely is.
Yeah. And those are the type of business you'll never run out of.
Not to keep going back to the whoop that trick debate, but we did get a tweet that makes a little sense. Okay. It's from the movie Hustle and Flow.
Which is the same one that had It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. Hustle and Flow was
the same one from
same movie,
3-6 Mafia?
Hard Out Here for a Pimp is from Hustle and Flow.
Okay, the movie setting is in Memphis, and that's why the Grizzlies adopted it.
Oh, okay.
It has a Memphis tie, which might help explain
it. Understandable why you want to beat up your woman.
It has a tie to Memphis.
Taking everything so literally.
Well, that's what the song says.
No, that was a movie, Michael.
Yeah, it
was from the movie. It's a fictional character.
It is about a pimp.
Beating up his...
The movie is about a pimp.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I want to remind you that Michael... Politically correct Michael over there.
Well, I mean, come on.
You can watch the YouTube live stream presented by LAFD, the LA Fire Department. You can go to LAFD.org for more information. And coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? With a special surprise. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay.
Wow, that
maybe my most favorite thing.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Chris. Go
ahead,
Brian.
Is awesome.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Brian, thank you. That was Brian Cranston.
Very cool. Very
that
cool.
That was pretty amazing. All right, so did you see what happened in D'Angelo Russell's press conference after the win on Saturday?
Yes.
He tried to promote his new drink called Coco 5, and Lakers PR stepped in and took it away. He made a little stink about it, but it was not approved by the NBA despite being his own sponsorship. Rules are rules, but should players be allowed to promote what they want in a press conference?
Well, here's the problem. Michael and I are friends with the woman who works in PR.
I'm not talking about her drink. I'm not talking about her.
Don't mess with her.
It's not about her.
Yeah, so she was just doing her job because the NBA, people pay for exclusivity. Mm-hmm. This used to happen with Kobe was a body armor, had part ownership of body armor, and Gatorade paid to be the official drink of the NBA. And Kobe would put out body armor and they would make him remove it. So this dance has been going on for years. But I know D'Lo a little bit. I think he knew it. I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I think that the fact that you're bringing it up, Greg, is exactly what he was going for. Matter of fact, when he walked out, she gave him his drink back, the one he wasn't supposed to show, and he raised it up in the air and all the cameras were on him.
So
he
got it. That's great.
She came by, he said, "You're going to have to find me."
Yeah, and he might get fined. That's but okay, if I was the company, I would pay the fine.
They would.
Is Coco 5 the all-natural fitness drink, 100% all-natural, the ultimate all-natural electrolyte-packed sports recovery beverage for athletes and active individuals at all levels and ages?
And if D'Lo didn't do what he did, would Mason have read anything close to that on the show today?
No, I didn't even know what Coco 5 was.
No, it was a brilliant stroke he played all of us.
Yes,
and it's a win for D'Lo.
Congratulations, D'Lo, you did it.
And Coco 5.
Yes.
All right, so Russell Crowe was the star of L.A. Confidential.
Great movie.
Okay, awesome. I didn't know. I don't remember. Yeah. I think I saw it at one point, but I don't remember.
So good. It's good, and they do a great job of telling you what L.A. would have been like in the 40s and 50s.
It is the modern-day version of Chinatown.
Guy Pierce is in that. Jamie Cromwell's in that. Kim Basinger at the height of her powers.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, really, really good movie. Yeah.
So apparently the studio didn't actually want Russell Crowe in the film because he was not a well-known actor at the time.
Okay.
So they really wanted Sean Penn or Robert De Niro for the Crowe role and went to length to get him to quit. They stopped paying for his rental car and his hotel with a couple other things as well just to try and get him to quit. So what is the largest length that you can think of that a company or job went to try to get you to leave?
Okay. So I've got a story. When I was this is how I wound up here. When I was working in radio in Toledo, Ohio, I was the programmer and morning guy at the number one top 40 station. John Lynch owned the other top 40 station.
Who also owned Extra in San Diego at the time.
And I was crushing John Lynch's Toledo station.
Right.
So one of the reasons why he hired me to go to the Mighty 690 was to get me out of Toledo. And his station has been, well, it's no longer, but his station went to number one right away. Was that story before?
Yeah, you haven't told in a long time.
I
don't have one personally, but I'll tell you, Mason and I are friends with a guy named Paul Majors, who is a news anchor at Channel 2.
Great guy.
The best.
Yeah.
And unbelievable anchor. So he was, same scenario. He was on the number one station in Minneapolis, and they were just destroying the CBS affiliate.
Yep.
He was on either the NBC or the ABC, and they were just killing him. So when my bosses at CBS, I was working at KCBS at the time, needed a new anchor, the guy in charge of like the whole national CBS stations said, "Hey, this guy in Minnesota is
killing us. Yeah.
Why don't we pull him out of there, put him in LA, he can start, you know, getting points for us. And then as soon as he left, the CBS station in Minnesota took off.
Yep.
So it happens more than you think, Greg. There's a lot of machinations behind the scenes with stuff like this.
Oh, I'm sure. Michael, has anybody ever tried to get you to leave?
That you can think of? Just cut me.
I believe that no, is, but Michael by does, definition, getting you to leave.
Well, okay, yeah, I mean, Michael does have a good story about when he went and played in Italy. Mm-hmm. And what did you agree to play for?
First year was $910,000. The second year was $1.2 million.
Okay, and so what happened when in the second year when you went to play?
Well, no, the first year they decided to release me, and they paid me up to $700,000 and they were paying me regularly every month, and they still owed me $210,000 on my first year contract. Mm. And so I left there saying, okay, well, just wire to my account in the Bahamas. So, you know, a couple of months went by, and they were pretty steady about wiring the money to me. A couple of months went by, and money never arrived. 3 months turned into five, turned into six. So I figured there's a problem. So I called them and told them I'm coming back to get a physical check handed to me for $210,000.
Yes, he goes back to Italy in person.
Yeah, flew all the way back to Naples.
Why didn't they just mail a check?
Stay with me.
Okay.
So I went back to Italy, and because I was friendly with the guys, I figured it must have just been a clerical error.
Yeah.
So I flew all the way back to Naples, went to the office. They wrote me a $210,000 check. I said, well, thank you very much. I took that check physically in my hand, put it in my wallet, flew back to the States to wire it to my account in the Bahamas.
Yep.
And 10 days later, that's how long it takes a check to clear back in those days, they called me and told me, Michael, that check is no good.
It bounced.
Oh, it bounced.
He flew all the way. So not only did you not get the money, he spent all the money to go back and get it, and it was no good.
Yeah, first class ticket, too. $10,000 round trip.
Eesh.
Wow.
Yikes. I can't fly a coach for 18 hours in my legs.
Probably I always not. Wonder what first class is like. I've always wondered. Seems so cool. Cool on the other side of the curtain.
What's up? Okay, so a Chicago woman is toothless after going on to a dental reality show for a makeover. Ugh. They pulled her teeth, then the network canceled the show.
Oh, no.
Leaving her toothless for the past 6 years.
Oh, my God.
6 years?
Yeah. We have no obligation to complete the dental work per the contract. That's what the network told her. So, who's at fault? Her for not reading the contract or them for not repaying?
Oh, good question.
Oh, them for being heartless. Come
yeah,
on.
I would agree.
That's
think
ridiculous.
It's them. They left her.
Yeah. How did they sleep at night when they did that to that woman?
I mean, the network.
Well, if the show got canceled, maybe they ran out of money.
Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody didn't, like some dentist looking for publicity, didn't just come out and agree to do it for free.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Awful.
Yeah, that's awful.
What an awful story to bring up. That's terrible.
Yeah, did she end up getting her teeth?
Downer story.
Oh, she's still toothless.
Still toothless. Oh,
yes. Come on, let's chip in.
Well, it's not. Maybe it's not fair, but she didn't read the contract.
Yeah.
It's really on her. That's her fault.
Let me just ask you: do you? Read,
it's her fault.
Do you read every contract from beginning to end?
I sure don't.
Okay,
but she should have. But at this point, it's not her fault.
I accept terms and conditions. No, you've accepted all sorts of terms and conditions.
And by the way, let me help anybody who's negotiating a contract. If they ever say, if you say, hey, there's something in this contract that doesn't make sense to me, and they say, well, what any employer will do, or anybody on the other side of the table will do, will say, well, I can't change that because it's boilerplate. That's the word they'll use. It's boilerplate. It's in every contract we do. We can't change it. Everybody changes contracts. Don't fall for that. If they say it's boilerplate and you feel strongly about it, just say, it's a deal breaker for me.
Bergman, you have no sympathy for that lady?
No, I have complete sympathy for her. But at the end of the day, they have nothing to do. They don't have to do anything for her. If it's in the contract.
They can do the right thing.
They could.
The right thing.
They should have, but it's been 6 years, so obviously they don't care and they didn't have the money to do it.
They're screwing this lady over. I mean, my God.
She got screwed.
All the food in the blender, and
that's about
all you can
do. They have no obligation whatsoever to do that.
Well, is that not true? All the food in the blender? That's really your only choice.
She's a juicer now.
How old is she?
It doesn't say how old she is.
The fact is, she waited 6 years. There's nothing she can do about it now.
Yeah, why are we hearing about it now?
Well, the story, I just saw the story this weekend. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, I just read these things.
What
I don't know how to write them.
Cost?
He gives a question, you answer.
It's expensive. I think that stuff, I bought my cousin Patty dentures at one point. Top and bottom. And I believe they were.
You can't really
expensive.
Just give her one.
I'm not going to give her
top row one.
I gave her just.
I don't know if they took out all her teeth or just the top
just
teeth.
Just gave her the lower teeth. Yeah, the braces top teeth. She was on her own. No, of course I gave her both.
Well, I don't know. I mean, did they take out every tooth? All 30 of them?
The top
just
part.
Just the top?
Yeah.
Oh, the top that's the worst part.
That's the worst part, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can get away with the bottom tier.
Seriously.
That, that truly is everything in the blender.
She probably ended up looking like Jed Clampett.
Oh, oh yeah. God. What's up, boo?
I feel right, so bad for this lady. Let's send her sympathy. Yeah.
Sure.
Or money happening. To get new teeth.
She's not going to get those teeth. Yeah. Jen Harris on Yahoo Lifestyle was hungry. So she went to ChatGPT to tell her where to eat in Los Angeles. Said, where should I eat in Los Angeles? And the response was to go to these places. In-N-Out, Grand Central Station, Apple Pan, Earth Cafe, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and Cantor's Deli.
Those are excellent choices.
Are these the correct places you would suggest, and what would you add? And remember, John, keep it cost-friendly, so no Nobu.
Well, that's the question you have to ask. What's your budget?
Well, see, right. Those were all
cost
very
friendly.
Affordable
those
places.
Are all, think about those types
what about
of places.
Fatty place?
Oh, Little
Guisado's.
Fatty is awesome.
Guisado's. Ooh, Guisado's would be great.
Dear John, great steakhouse.
Tito's Tacos.
Tito's Tacos.
Very affordable.
Yeah. The only thing better than a Tito's taco is two.
Exactly. What's the place
slogan.
In Culver City with the... French, not in Culver City, over by USC with the French dip sandwiches.
Philippe's.
Yeah, that's not a bad
that's
LA.
That's a, good one. A very
place.
Good one. Before Dodger games, great one. I'm trying to think, what else? Little fatty.
Pink's.
Pink's.
You go. That's kind of an LA
yeah,
icon.
That's actually one that
you can go to.
Langer's. Langer's Deli.
Langer's
yeah.
Deli.
Jerry's Deli.
Yeah, no,
Jerry's Deli.
Jerry and Langer's,
under.
You can
they
get
did?
Anything.
I think Jerry's went up.
Did it really?
Yeah, there is no Jerry's anymore.
There's no Jerry's anymore. Oh, wow. When it comes to delis, Cantor's is definitely the famous one, and
yep.
That's on the list.
That was on the list. Yep.
Plug a restaurant, John. You're...
My favorite restaurant is called Slay, S-L-A-Y. It's in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow,
but that one.
What kind of food?
That was a little expensive. Well,
they have, he has two. He has an Italian, there's Slay Italian, and Slay Steak and Fish House. The Steak and Fish House would be for you, Michael.
Yeah.
And David Slay is
like
a chef,
too.
And that's,
yeah, I
that's
met
his
David
last
Slay
name.
At,
great guy.
SoFi Stadium. He's a fantastic guy.
Yeah, that's where I would send people.
You should have him make the food at SoFi.
Little Fatty on
overrated.
Little Fatty on Grandview, awesome. Just GPT. Unsolicited.
ChatGPT didn't suggest Gus's.
Oh, that's
if we in Memphis, he would.
Gus's isn't native to Los Angeles.
Yeah, here it's just it's for some reason, and I don't know why.
Is it like a franchise?
It is, but I've had Gus's in Memphis, and I've had Gus's here, and the Gus's in Memphis is better.
Really?
I don't know why. It's the same recipe.
Oh, my God. We've broken a rule.
What's that?
We talked about food.
No food talk.
Oh, that was my fault.
Emily
please.
Owns food. Emily owns food. She's going to be furious.
Tell Amy Schumer to relax.
All right, that'll do it.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you to Dos Hombres.
And for Brian Krantz for that drop. That was great.
Very cool. Very cool.
By the way, Pepe Mantilla is coming in studio today. Greg, have you figured out a way to get him in the building?
Yeah, I can get him in.
Okay.
But
he'll
text me.
He'll be here shortly, and he will host Game of Games. He says it's potpourri.
Pepe's potpourri.
Excellent. All right, so a couple things. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Lakers game 4, which is coming up at Crypto.com Arena.
Huge game.
And there is one number in the NBA that's getting bigger every year. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Salaries.
Injuries.
I will tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.